Matthew 19:21,
Wren said as she looked at the index card in her hand. She turned to stare out the school bus window, lost in thought. She saw a black and white cow with its head up, like it was trying to say hi to her.
26.
What?
She was still distracted by the Chick-fil-A cow that stared at her from the field.
26. You said 21, but the verse is 19:26.
Beth, look at that cow. Not a care in the world. No school, nothing.
Wren, you want to be a cow, really?
Beth was a great friend. She was always good for a laugh to ease the stress.
No, I don't want to be a cow. I just wish things were different.
The light turned green, and the school bus chugged forward. Wren watched the cow go back to eating grass. She looked down at the Bible verse her mother had written on the neon green index card. It had been her mother's favorite verse. She had prayed it over her baby girl every morning before she left for her teaching job at the elementary school. Wren asked Beth the next question.
Can you come over later and look at the book before I mail it off?
They had been working on a kid's picture book about a girl who loses her mother to cancer. The book was written to honor Wren's mom, who had passed away from cancer only a year ago. The girls planned to give any money they earned to cancer research. Their teacher had a friend who worked for a publishing house and agreed to print the book.
Of course, Beth said. My brother doesn't have baseball tonight. I'll ask my mom for a ride. Okay, just text me.
Wren kept her eyes on the index card. It was the only piece of her mother she had left that really meant something. There were the pictures and the memories, but the index card was the thing that gave her hope. The bus traveled on down the country road, navigating the curves and straightaways all the same. Slow. The beauty of nature was erased by Wren's impatience. All she wanted to do was get home and look at the book draft one last time. It was homemade, nothing but the printed pages glued to construction paper along with their hand-drawn pictures. But it felt like the real deal. Her father promised they would get it to the post office before the 5 o'clock pickup. That way the publisher could have it by the beginning of next week. Added to the slowness of the bus was the silence that hung over the students. Normally, the ride home was a cacophony of noises. Shouts, laughs, whispers, coughs, sneezes, singing. Now all Wren could hear was the buzzing of the big bus tires rolling over Highway 15. Even Lucy Jones was quiet, and that girl could talk. Suddenly, sirens tore through the quiet, ripping it to shreds. Just as the bus crossed over Dog Creek, Wren saw the red lights. The bus pulled over. A fire engine pulled out onto the road in front of them and drove north. Seconds later, a police SUV zoomed past with its lights flashing and siren wailing, warning drivers to get out of the way. The bus resumed its mission of delivering the children of Job Elementary to their respective houses. Wren still stared at the card. Oh, how she wished her mother would be home to greet her.
I see smoke. Look!